Cheer bombs for Biden, I'll sing and then I'll wave goodbye and that will be it. By Hannah Blow on October 25, 2020. Left-wing pop star Cher appeared to experience technical issues while campaigning for Democrat Joe Biden in Las Vegas, Nevada, on Saturday and offered a blunt preview of what she had to offer, telling attendees, "I'll sing and then I'll wave goodbye and that will be it." A clip from the Oscar winners' event shows what appeared to be a brief bout of technical issues, something that has dominated many of Biden's events. "And who do we want to win?" Cher asked the crowd prior to the issues. "Okay," the moonstruck actress continued, awkwardly laughing after some supporters shouted "Biden." She then offered a blunt preview of what was to come. "All right, I'm ready and then we'll talk and then I'll sing and then I'll wave goodbye and that will be it," she said. During her speech, Cher talked about the importance of truth and called it one of Biden's great, great attributes. "Something really important, and that is you cannot build anything unless you build it on the truth. And I believe that is one of Joe's great, great attributes, is he is honest. He is truthful," she said amid mounting reports of the former vice president's alleged involvement in his son's foreign business dealings and looming questions over what President Trump has branded the laptop from hell. "He knows what he is doing. He's smart," she continued, explaining that Biden will be coming into office with the best people who are ready to work and change this what this man in the White House has done. "Trump," Cher continued, "is ripping the guts out of America. And his re-election would, she believes, result in the mass loss of freedoms. If he got 4 more years, we wouldn't recognize it. We wouldn't have any of the freedoms that we have. I don't even know that we're going to be able to get the freedoms back. It's going to take a long, long time to get the freedoms back that we've taken for granted," she added. The Dark Lady singer is expected to campaign for Biden in Phoenix, Arizona, on Sunday and participate in a star-studded "I Will Vote" concert, featuring Jon Bon Jovi and Lizzo, both of whom have campaigned for Biden in recent days.